In a couple of seconds, we're going to talk to Les Stroud. You know him as the Survivor Man. He is coming to town with his show, which I got to add. I mean, I would listen to him just speak, but I'm sure it's much more than that. Let's welcome him to the show. Les, how are you, sir?
Good. And you're right. It is very so much more than that.
Because there's a live band piece to it, too, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's I'm on a bit of an educational tour. I think people certainly know the work that I've been doing for, it's been 15, 16 years now.
Yeah.
Survivor Man. And, but I was a singer-songwriter. I started when I was 14. I used to write for record labels when I was 21. What I'm in a great position right now to get out publicly and meet people, you know, and the show is, you know, I'm very big on entertainment, so the show is very full. It's big video screens with images from around the world and wilderness images around the world. It's rock music and acoustic music, so you got that sort of Dave Matthews, Tool, Neil Young blend. And
nice.
But one thing I've always made sure is I remember that a lot of people are there because of Survivor Man, and so I'll take like a half an hour right in the middle and sit down in the crowd and answer questions.
That I got to tell you, I have a bunch of questions which I'm sure you've answered a million times before, but mostly I want to know, what did you do? Like what did you do before this that you were like, I'm going to go out and video this? Like what were you doing that gave you all the skills to do what you do now?
Well, it's kind of it's like the brief history I just gave in a way. When I was a rock and roller for a good solid 10 years, say 14 to 24, 25 years old of age, I mean, I got into working in rock videos, and I learned editing and camera work, and I quit all that when I was around 25 to become an outdoor adventurer. And 10 years later from that is when I started having my idea that, you know, this stuff could be filmed. Like, nobody was doing survival anywhere.
Well, let me back it up for a second.
Life is like that, right?
Well, let me ask you, though, what is an outdoor adventure? Like, are you making money off of that, or are you like, I'm just going to go live in the woods?
No, you're making money, but not much, I'll tell you. It's a classic outdoor guide, whitewater canoeing, dog sledding, kayaking, hiking, but also survival. I really got into survival. I mean, it was memories of Jacques Cousteau and Tarzan movies, you know, combined that kind of made me think about creating Survivor Man, which was filming my survival ordeals, and, you know, I'd go out and do it, and I thought, well, I should film this stuff.
And that was
piled back in on itself.
Nobody had done anything like that before. I mean, plenty of people had taken cameras places, but nobody went out by themselves, set up the camera. No, you know, Hollywood spends such a hard amount of money trying to make it look as big and beautiful as possible, but really, when you broke it down to it, it was just you and the camera, and no matter how imperfect it seemed, you brought real to reality TV.
Well, and yeah, I mean, I'm the first one to say, ooh, don't put me in with reality TV, because I've always felt that I'm a documentary filmmaker, and I was simply documenting what I was going through, and nobody's done it since, either. I mean, everything that's out there now is a derivative, scripted, produced, you know, version of what I did for real, and even up to a month ago, I was in Mongolia with my son producing a Survivor Man and Son episode, and, you know, we were out there, no safety net.
Yeah, and how much does that annoy you? That, and I know I've heard you talk about Bear Grylls before, and the other guys, I'm sorry, I don't think we're allowed to say his name when I think you just call him the English dude. No, but seriously, like, I mean, here he's got a show on where he's out with the president, and he's out with, and you know, like, what's the one we talked about? He had somebody pee on his foot because he got bit by something, and we know he didn't do that.
Spice Girls, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, we're not that much as suckers. We know it's not real, but yet that stuff seems to flourish.
Well, there's two levels. On the first level, I don't care. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Three levels. The second two levels of this, as far as you get it, well, you get it because you're an adult. But you know what? An 11-year-old boy and a 12-year-old girl, they don't get it.
That's
they
true.
Think he's real, and they think this is real stuff going down, which leads to the final third part of it. The only part that really irks me is that the skills that are being shown are invented by TV producers that sit around and, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we did this? And they're all wrong and dangerous. So, you know, sure, I could. If you and I sat down for a few beer, I would go a lot darker. But you know, I'd rather say, oh, forget it, man. Those guys are all a big joke. And when I go out and meet people, they, you know, for the majority of people go, yeah, we know. You're the only one who actually did it.
You know how you can always tell Les is real because you see him walking away from the camera, and then you see him walk back to get the camera.
Yeah, there's no way around that.
Yeah,
I
never. No, see. And that's where the passion of the filmmaker in me comes out. It's like, if I want to get the shot right, then that's what I got to do.
Yeah.
What has been the most dangerous place that you've been to?
Now, the way you've asked the question, I would probably jump in and say the jungle, simply because everything's poisonous.
Yeah.
Like, man, no matter where you go, something's going to stick you, sting you, bite you, you know, injecting you. It's just one of those places. But if you're thinking about, like, in survival, what's the most dangerous situation, it's never about geography. It's always about temperature. When it's cold, it's tough.
Yeah, I'm a guy who sleeps in hotels a lot, and I take my own fan with me to the hotel because I can't get the room cold enough.
That's real.
I know what I need to survive, Les. I'm bringing a fan with me. Yeah, but you know, at the same time, though, I was a Boy Scout, and I earned my survival merit badge where they give you one of those little things you hang around your neck and say, hey, fill it with what you think you need and see you tomorrow. And they just drop you in the middle of the woods. And I thought that was one of the most fun things when I was a kid. But I also think that I still, at 45 years old, have a little bit of that knowledge left in my head where if something of a plane went down and I survived something, I would be able to survive for a couple of days.
Oh, you totally could. And that was always the point of Survivor Man. It was not about me being a guru. It was about me saying, man, I'm just like you. You know, like, yeah, you can do this. This is not rocket science. This is about just keeping your will to live and employing a few things. And, hey, I'll tell you what, along the way, let me show you some real skills that you can add to that. That's all it was ever about. And by the way, on a side note, I'll tell you that we actually created a Survivor Man badge for the Boy Scouts up in Canada, and I'm desperately trying to get the Boy Scouts of America to do the same, like to create basically a Survivor Man badge, because there's a lot of Boy Scouts out there that do love the show.
Well, let me look, I don't even know how I got into Boy Scouts when I was a kid. My mother made me do it, and I enjoyed it, but I don't think it's something that most kids today, it doesn't seem like the cool thing to do. But if you got to do it Survivor Man style and learn some of those things, I think more kids would be attracted to it. And you really learn a lot being a Boy Scout.
Yeah, and honestly, I was not a Boy Scout. I was the same as you. I got made to go into it at some point, and then I just quit really quickly. But I do totally support what they're doing. And in a way, there's a bit of a resurgence. And when it comes to survival classes and stuff like that even adults can take, I've had a lot of instructors call me and say, thanks for putting your show on air, man. My class is full again.
Yeah.
So there's a real cool... There is a cool factor, and there is a sexiness to it, and part of me wanted to bring that back and say, look, this is not just for gear geeks, you know. This is not just, you know, people, you know, all dressed up and having all the right stuff in their pockets. This is about, you know, some machismo and some tough stuff, and also, and women actually do the best. So there's a cool factor to it. You just got, you know, and I tried to show that with Survivor Man.
Boy Scouts need to get rid of the neckerchief. That's what's bringing them down.
Yeah.
That's not cool at all.
Yeah.
This is Les Stroud, who is joining us. Les is going to be here at the Murray Theater Saturday at 8 o'clock. You can go to RuthHeckardHall.com and get tickets. If you're a fan of the show, you can go see not only Les, but a big production that he brings with it to make entertaining. I think it's great. It's such an interesting life that you've had. What has been your what worst animal encounter? Like, have you had wolves follow you or anything like that?
I've dealt with lots and lots. But you said what's my worst, and the worst was really I got treed by a 1,500-pound bull moose in the rutting season.
By a moose?
Yeah, a bull moose. I mean, and if you've ever been up close to like a, you know, one in a taxidermied or something like that. I mean, they're massive. They're the size of a big horse. So.
Moose worse than a tiger that made you sleep in the tree?
Well, you got me there. You got me there. I think the thing with the moose was it chased me and I ran, and so I was in fear of my life. With the tiger, I just knew he was she was around down there somewhere, and But you're right. That's a pretty close race for sure.
Yeah. Okay. So now, when you you don't have any weapons on you when you go out there, or just a knife, maybe?
Yeah. Really. Once in a while, by law, I've had to have a rifle or something with me.
Yeah. I was gonna say that. So okay. So tell me this: if I'm going out, give me the couple of essential things I need to bring with me.
Well, I mean, the easy grab for me is always just a way to get a fire going. I mean, I don't care what's going on. If you can get a big fire going, everything's better. So that's a big thing for me. And then, you know, a couple of the other things, people think this is about going out and building shelters and all the, you know, picking plants and all. No. Man, if you get lost, you just want to go home. You just want to go home. So something to make you go home, whether it be a satellite GPS tracker or a satellite phone or a way of signaling. You know, that to me is, it's not about staying out there, and it never should be. You know, that's a big mistake that's made. People think they can watch a show like mine and go out and just do it. Or even worse, watch some of the other copy shows and do the dangerous stuff. Well, the reality is you wouldn't watch, you know, Olympic downhill skiing and having never skied before, and the next day go, I'm just going to go grab a set of skis and do that.
Right.
Survival can be that dangerous. So you gotta be ready for it.
Where haven't you gone that you would like to go?
Maybe Iceland. And a little deeper into the Himalayas are places that I haven't dug in super deep. But man, I've been really fortunate with Survive Men to have been around the world. And using this as an opportune segue, it's also afforded me the possibility on the musical side to go and play with Alice Cooper and Slash. Slash plays on my new album.
Oh, wow.
New album
cool.
Coming out, and Slash plays a solo. Steve Vai cuts a solo for me.
That's great.
You know, I've been able to play with Johnny Lang and I just got Journey. I play with Journey once a year. I mean, it's been, Survivor Man has made a life for me that is pretty unique. I got to say that, and I'm always about living life fully. So.
All right, I was gonna say, I'm glad you told me about getting to play with the bands and stuff, because I was like, look, this guy is really doing it right, and look at Bourdain. He just gets to go around different countries too, but he gets just to eat in those places.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's got a chance of a moose hit him in the nuts or something going crazy.
Now I can finally eat when I travel around too, which is nice.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a fan of your show, Les Stroud, The Survivor Man, going to be here Saturday, 8 o'clock, Murray Theater, Ruth Eckert Hall. You can go to RuthEckertHall.com and get tickets, and it's not just a lecture series. You're going to get to hear some stories. You're going to get to hear the band music. It's a whole presentation.
Real quick, Les, before you go, if you were out there and a bobcat attacked you, do you think you'd be able to fight off a bobcat?
He can beat up a bobcat.
Well, 2 months ago, I was 20 feet away, face to face with a 120-pound cougar in Oregon.
Yeah,
and I just yelled at it and it took off.
Yeah, see, big pussy animal.
But if you had to fight it, Mike thinks he could beat up a bobcat.
I'm 6'3", over 300 pounds.
I'm sorry, but I gotta back Mike on this one, because
Thank you.
I would put any grown man that's physically adept up against a cougar, which is much more dangerous.
Physically adept.
That.
Yeah, I'm physically adept.
Big pussy.
Yeah. Listen, I'm gonna bring a dead cougar to your show on Saturday. How do you like that? Les Stroud, see him.
Let me just leave you with this one fact: that for those who have just heard us chat here, you got to know that my night out. You're right. It's much more than a lecture. It's a full entertainment evening with big video screens, music, and the storytelling. My goal is always to give them one of the best concerts they've ever seen. So there you go.
Good. I'm looking forward to it. See you last Saturday at Ruth Eckert Hall. Pleasure to have you on the show, buddy.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. There you go. Les Stroud. Yeah, he's a cool dude, man.
Yeah.